This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, having fun on a Tuesday. So, for all you listeners, programming note, we're doing a flip-flop tomorrow so that Fred and AJ can make their flight to Vegas. They will be in our time slot 1 to 4. Nick and I will be 4 to 7. Barry will be MIA.
Yeah, that's on me.
Actually, AJ is the only one that needed it. Fred is actually on my flight late at night.
So all of this for AJ.
As far as specifically AJ.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Anybody surprised?
Nope.
Not really.
Okay. So hopefully y'all will be loyal from 4 to 7 so we don't
That's
have
great,
to deal
though.
With
I
a bunch of hate.
I can drink with Fred at the airport.
Oh, oh,
I love
me,
drinking at the airport.
He will have no trouble with it. You're going to be fine.
I think I'll be fine. I think he'll be fine, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do y'all drink on the flight out?
I don't usually drink on the flight. Usually before I get on.
Yeah.
Because
and not at the airport, right?
Yeah, at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I love drinking at the airport.
It's so expensive.
It is, but for whatever reason, it's like my favorite place to drink.
Yeah,
you know,
but last time we did it at a restaurant, and it isn't as expensive as just the bar.
It's expensive, man. It's
yeah, and they've kind of got you held hostage. What on earth?
Trying to do back bends or something?
No, it just said it gave me a little heart on the.
You're about to die.
Yeah, it said you've been
cardiac arrest in 5 minutes, Barry.
All
be prepared.
Right, so here's what happened at Mob Pizza. So the wife and I are like, let's go get pizza. Yay, we're fat. And then we go, and I was like, we usually get it to go because they make it really fast. But I was like, let's just eat here. She's like, okay, that's cool. So we get in line. And there's not many people in front of us. There's like a couple people at the counter and then a couple in front of us. And I hear a familiar voice. I was like, man, that sounds really familiar. And my wife is talking to me and I'm trying to figure out. And my wife is looking behind me at a sign. And then there's like a sign. Or no, she's looking up at the wall where all the different options are. And there's a sign to the right of me. I guess that has a special on it. And I look to my left, and my ex-wife is standing next to my wife. Now, these two ladies have never met.
I was going
to
ask you, did they know each other?
They don't know each other. They've never met.
Do they know what they, like, does she know what your ex looks like?
Nope. And so I see my ex, but we don't make eye contact. So I immediately look down because I don't want to make eye contact. You'll turn to stone. So it's like Medusa.
I knew where you were going, but I was like, you're on your own there, chief, but okay.
So I look down, and then I'm like, I get my wife, and I start, like, hugging on her. And I'm like, hey, baby. She's like, what are you doing, weirdo? I'm like, I love you. I'm like, I'm like trying to get her to face me so we can talk. Like, I don't have to look
right.
And have accidental eye contact with the ex. And she's with her, I don't know, I'm assuming husband or whatever it is now. But so then... when you order, they ask your name. So my wife goes and they're like, because, you know, she goes and they're like, name. And she's like, Shannon, that's her name. And then my wife's next. They're still side by side. Name, Nora. And then like, name for you, sir. I was like, you can put it on Nora. She was like, huh? I was like, you can just put it all under Nora. Just Nora. Because then they call your name. when your pizza's ready. So I certainly don't want them. I don't want to be like Barry, because then she'd look like I know a Barry. So then I'm like, don't want it called. So we're ordering it. I'm literally just trying not to be seen by her. And then we get to the register and we're all bunched up and I'm like, oh my God. And she keeps kind of looking back, but not really. So I'm like, she's seen me. I think she knows.
She wants you to see her.
Right. Yeah. So I'm kind of trying not to. And then her stupid ass husband, his car's not working or something's going on. I'm like, would you hurry? God, this is killing me. And then I pulled my wife close and I was like, hey, let's just get it to go. She's like, I want to eat here. I was like, we're getting it to go.
Oh my God.
But I thought we would eat here. I was like, going to eat in the car.
Do you feel comfortable telling her?
I was like, I'm going to go eat in the car. And she was like, you're so weird. I was like, let's just get it to go, babe. She was like, all right, fine. So then I'm like, can we just get it to go? They're like, yeah. So then we go and sit. So they get they pay and they go and sit in the middle of the restaurant. And I go to the opposite side and I walk kind of to the front and sit down. And my wife's like, what are you doing? Why don't we just sit? I was like, just get over here. So we're sitting at the table and she's like, do you really want to go? We could just eat here. We have this table. I was like, babe, did you notice the lady that was standing next to you in line? She's like, not really. I mean, I just know that they couldn't figure out. I didn't know if their credit card worked. That was kind of annoying. I was like, that's my ex-wife. She was like, what? I was like, yeah, that's Shannon. That's my ex-wife. She's like, oh, no wonder you wanted to get it to go.
But she should love you for that.
I was like, that was awkward AF. I don't want to be around. That's just weird. I didn't want to make it weird. She's like, oh, yeah, let's get it to go. And we left. She was like, wow, no wonder you would be like, you can put it under Nora. I was like, yeah, I don't want my name being said. I don't want none of that. It was super weird. Like, I felt like I was in high school again. Like, when you broke up with one chick and then there's the other chick and then you're like, uh-oh. Yeah, it was really, really
awkward.
That's
hilarious.
Yeah, it was super awkward.
Yeah, that would be very uncomfortable.
So is that the first time you've seen your ex-wife in how many years?
God. I think I've told this story before, but it wasn't nice. But when I had finally had enough, I was like, hey, I don't think this is for me. And I just woke up one morning. I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. And she was like, well, that's not cool. And I was like, well, just, I just need some time. So we kind of were separated. We're not divorced, but we're separated. And she keeps calling. I'm staying with my buddy, Marcus Lohr. And she keeps, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I was like, let's just get through the holidays. Let's just get past Christmas and New Year's, and then we'll sit down and talk. But I want to know. I want to know. I want to know. So she calls me like a day or two before Christmas. And she's like, let's just come over and let's talk. I was like, no, I don't want to. Like, let's just wait. Let's just wait. She's like, well, I bought you a Christmas present. I was like, all right, I'll be over.
Of course.
I mean, I didn't buy her a present, which was awful.
And you took the gift and you broke up with her, didn't you?
Of course I did. So I get there.
It's so dirty.
I get there. We open the gifts. Or I open my gifts. And she's like, so what do you want to do? I was like, I want a divorce.
Oh, my God. I don't remember this part of the story.
One Christmas, I asked for the divorce. And she was like, you bleep, bleep, bleep. And I was like, you're the one that wanted
insisted.
To. Yeah, that I come over on Christmas. You said I had gifts. You know I like gifts. I mean, who doesn't like gifts?
You said she could fight, though. Did she swing at you?
No, thank God.
That's a good point.
She'd have knocked me out. She's a beast. She'd have knocked me out. So then I go. So she's like, get out, and I leave, and then the divorce proceedings start. And so I asked for the divorce on Christmas, and it was final on St. Patrick's Day.
This is the funniest story ever.
So it's like just not only did it, but it pissed her off, so it ruined two holidays too. And then I went over there one day. We had bought this black Labrador Retriever dog that was a badass dog, a little hyper.
Well, I think you've told, yeah.
And then I went over there after tax day to get some income tax check or some money or whatever. And I gave her everything in the divorce. I was like, all I want is my clothes and like my keyboard that I make music on.
And my face still intact.
And my printer. And that's it. Like just this, that's it. And then she tried to fight me for the printer. I was like, you're getting a whole house. Like, here's what's weird is while we were getting a divorce, we were shopping for a house. That's how little I wanted to rock the boat. I was like, we were signing papers. We wouldn't talk to each other. We're closing on the house. We won't say a word to each other. The divorce wasn't even final, but I'm still buying a house with her, which I gave her in the divorce, and all the furniture and everything. She moved in while we're separated. I never spent a night in the first house I bought.
That's not the chronological order of how things work.
But I just wanted out.
Divorce, you don't buy a house.
In the process of getting out, don't take it in the shorts that hard.
But remember, I did well, though, because we had credit card debt. So I was like, you get the house. You get everything in the house. You get all the furniture. You get everything. You get the dogs. But you also have to agree to take the credit card debt.
And she said, yeah?
And she said, yes. So I walked away at a zero balance.
Oh, that's actually not a bad deal.
So I was like, I had my clothes. I started over.
That's not a bad deal.
No. And I mean, remember now, this is the... She's a wonderful person. I make a lot of jokes, but she's a very nice lady. But I remember just not being ready to get married. That was the problem. Because I remember standing at the altar. I've told this story before. She's walking down the aisle. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I wonder when I'm going to leave her. That was an actual thought.
Yeah, you've told us that several times.
Love that story.
At the wedding. So I go to get this income tax stuff. And I go in the door. She's like, have a seat. And the dog's going nuts. And he's like, hadn't seen me in forever. And I'm like, what's up, buddy? And I look. And the entire back of the couch is gone. He has eaten. The entire back of the couch is just wide open.
And she just didn't do anything about it?
And I looked, she
came
home.
Wouldn't you at least put it up against a wall?
Yeah. And it was my dog, but I didn't want her to, like, she had never lived alone, and so I didn't want her to be alone and be scared. So I was like, you keep the dog. You know, you it'll be protection. Yeah. But she was like, I was like, what happened to the couch? She goes, that stupid-ass dog ate the couch. And then she leaves the room to go get the chair. I'm all, good boy, that's a good boy. You tear all this stuff up. Good boy, dad didn't get none of this. You tear it up, buddy. You tear it up. You chew on whatever you want to chew on. And I got my income tax check and left now. Never saw her since. God. So that was April of 99, and I never saw her. I haven't seen her since then until 3 weeks ago with Mod Pizza.
Good Lord. That had to be just a...
I was on a roller coaster.
My stomach
dropped. I was just like, oh my God, this is going to be so awkward.
That's crazy. You agreed to a divorce and buy a house at the same time. I don't remember that part of the story.
Yeah, I don't think I ever told that part of the story.
That's super interesting.
Can you tell the Cato story now?
I don't tell that story that often. Maybe once or twice a year. So.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Good point.
And I'm only saying it because that guy's an a-hole. But... No, I couldn't, oh man. And I don't even know, like, I think Lisa might go to blows.
Why?
Just because that's who she is. She's woo.
If she met your ex?
Yeah.
See, Nora and I were, I don't know, it's weird because.
I could see women being upset about that though.
I don't think I've ever met Nora's ex, but I don't think it would bother me. Especially now. I mean. Guys, we've been together. We got together in 98. And I said, no, it was April of 98. That's right. Because I was like single for 6 or 7 months when I met Nora. So it wasn't very long after the divorce was final. So I hadn't seen her since April of 98. Because that's when Nora and I got together. It was August of 98 or September. So it was no big deal to Nora. But it would have been awkward to me. And if I ever met her ex... It would have been no big deal to me, but I'm sure it would have been awkward for her. I saw El Jefe's tweet.
So good.
It was really good.
Fantastic tweet by El Jefe.
Yeah, all of our aged pictures made a Usual Suspects tweet.
I'm retweeting that.
I am too. With Fart Sharara. I just noticed that.
It says, what up, H-Town? It's 2040. Daryl Morey just traded for Melo's son, who they believe will be the perfect second star to James, who is still running the offense. They traded their 2058 and 60 first round draft pick and haven't had a first since 2015. And the Usual Suspects are with you till 4. That's outstanding.
That is great. Well played, sir. Very well played. I will be back in just mere minutes with much more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go, rolling through the final hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Last show together this week.
I mean, you and I will be doing shows.
I'm saying without all old, together. Nick will be in Las Vegas.
Stupid face.
Yeah.
After you leave us tomorrow, then Nick's going to be in Vegas completely out of the picture, and you and I are going to be doing it. You're going to be in like a bathroom in someone's house.
Be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the booming metropolis of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Barbecue?
No.
What is
barbecued
it?
Bologna. Fried bologna. Yeah,
that's
barbecue
what it is.
Bologna, but that won't be the case.
You love that meat given.
You do it a lot.
Swinging them.
Get you that meat.
It's a good try.
Get you some bologna.
It's a good effort.
Swing and a miss.
You hit you with the height.
Pretty good.
If you don't know, if you don't get the height, you got to go back and listen. Oh, God, that was funny, Nicholas. No, you know what it is? You know where Tulsa is?
In Oklahoma.
Okay. And that, besides that. It's where I had the peanut butter burger, the peanut butter bacon burger.
Oh, that's right. You talked about it on the air when you got back.
Yeah.
I remember
so
that.
I know I'm trying to lose weight. I will be having one of those. There's no doubt about it.
You made it sound so good. Normally, I wouldn't try something like that, but
I might be in collaboration with a local restaurant to put one on a menu.
Ooh. We'll
just put it that way.
I know where
nice.
It is.
Yeah.
Old Sammy
it's
boy.
In the old big city.
Yeah.
Yep.
Old Sammy boy.
But he's got to make it happen, but he's telling me that it's going to be a thing. So it's going to be
awesome. So he experimented in the kitchen and they liked it?
We'll see. Yes. Oh, yeah. They said that it's going to be legit. So,
all right.
Yep. I'll be having one of those. I'll take pictures again. It's legit. Did you see the story, by the way? Justin Turner got hit in a baseball game.
I was watching the game.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
How crazy is that? So the Phillies and were playing the Dodgers, and it was a blowout. It was an ugly game.
It was
I
on
think
ESPN.
It was 12-1. Yeah. And Yaxel Rios was on the mound. And he hit Turner, and they said, I think it was a slider that just kind of didn't slide. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. And they throw Rios out. They think that he's throwing at Turner, and they throw Rios out. And then normally that's in the transaction. Manager comes out and bitches about it, but that's it. So they're all congregating around the umpire complaining. And guess who's in the mix also complaining and vying for Rios to stay in the game? Turner.
Yep.
That's unheard of. That a batter would be out there lobbying like, no, he didn't mean it. It's just that's baseball. I got hit. It's no big deal. Keep him in the game. That's pretty cool. That says a lot about the character.
Did they end up keeping
character.
Him in the game? Or
no,
what?
They had to throw him because
once
he had already been ejected.
Once he makes the signal that you're gone, you can't. It's non-reversible. But at the same time, it was very cool because, look, the Phillies were having one of those nights. They, you know, back-to-back bombs. You know, Bellinger, the other thing was, in the ballpark in Philadelphia, they put up a graphic that said Cody Bellinger has yet to have an RBI against the Phillies this season. And then he went flicking nuts. He went 4 for 6, 2 bombs, you know, RBIs. And it's like someone mentioned it and they were like, yeah, scoreboard. It's not scoreboard operations fault. It's just one of those things that happens. But that was one of those nights. And then, yeah, it was an off-speed pitch, and it actually broke from the inside part of the plate into, like, his thigh. And he was like, no. If he was coming at my backside, my middle of my back, or the back of my dome, it would have been different. But he was actually literally trying to talk the ump out of it, and obviously it was too late.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah.
You know, when you see stuff like that, and we really didn't talk much about the night that they had the tribute to Skaggs and the combined no-hitter that they threw. But stuff like that is why you really dig sports. When you see that kind of sportsmanship or that kind of camaraderie, it was pretty cool. That's a pretty cool moment.
Can I play devil's advocate, though? But what if he was having, like, a bad year? Would he still do that?
If Justin Turner was having a bad year?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You think so?
I think so.
That's more of a character thing. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think that Jock Peterson, of course,
you're trying
would
to prove your spot.
To
you're trying to keep your roster spot. You haven't had a good year, and this happens.
But it's not going to reverse the fact you get hit by a pitch. You're still going to first base. That's not going to change anything. I think it's just, you know, if you legitimately have hate in your heart, you probably
would
tell him to get out. You probably charge them out.
Yeah.
But this guy, I think Justin Turner's a good dude.
Look, there's the foot guy,
yeah,
Nick. There's the foot guy. And he does have an arm. So screw that guy. Nasty, some of them. Get out of here, man. That's disgusting. They just showed it on ESPN, and you could see his arm. So he at least had one functional arm. And if that's better than none.
I would
let it slide if he had no arms and was messing with the TV with his feet. But that, you got one good one, you're an a-hole.
Years ago in the World Series of Poker, there was a gentleman who got into a bad motorcycle accident and lost both of his arms.
Uh-huh.
So in order to play cards, they put like this little sliding car thing on the table, and he would play with his feet, and nobody cared.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't if you didn't have arms.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he, you know.
But it was the weirdest thing. He had so much control over the cards. Like when he would fold, he would pick it up with his feet
and throw
it.
It's like the art of repetition, though.
Wait a minute.
That's the art of repetition.
It just made me realize that you'd have to touch all those
cards. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Seriously?
Oh, man.
What did you think? That every time he touched the cards that they would just get a new pack?
I mean.
A new deck of cards? No.
That would be the rule.
Let's go all the way there for you.
I'm making a rule.
Thing with feet.
What?
So when Shaq was younger and they were talking about the run that he made to four straight finals, including the three wins, he said, no coach is ever going to make a run like this. And if they do, I would lick their feet.
Uh-oh.
With cheese on it.
No, then he said, did he say it originally too with cheese on it?
Yeah, and that clip, the audio, I played the clip today on the show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he said with cheese on it.
So technically, both Eric Spoelstra and Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr went to five straight finals. So it was Steve Kerr, right, Nick, that called him out
Steve
on
Kerr's
it.
Steve Kerr's called the
right,
and
jokingly,
basically said, yeah, you guess. And he goes, well, it better be, was it Kraft cheese? He said,
I don't remember that. I don't remember the exchange.
He responded today. And he said, he finally responded today.
Oh.
And he said, well, it better be Kraft cheese then. Like he was playing. And everybody else was kidding around going, well, the good news is it's not reversible because if you had to lick his feet.
Oh God.
That would really be nasty.
I don't know if you can get a mouth replacement, but you would need it.
I think he's tweeted out a picture of his feet before.
Oh, he has.
Yeah, we've seen them on TV.
They are gruesome.
They are
really, really bad. So, yeah, if you're not into feet that way either, then don't say things like that.
Candy texted us. She said, my son Ethan is listening to y'all for the first time. He wanted to tell y'all hello. So, hello, Ethan. Thank you for listening. Your mother is a brave woman.
I was just going
to
say.
Your mother is very nice. Candy's the mom that lets everybody come to her house and drink when they're 14, 15. It's got to be. Why other reason would you let a 12-year-old listen to this show? There's no reason that 12-year-old Ethan should be hearing our voices.
But we appreciate it.
We do. We love it. Thank you so much. But we're going to corrupt his young mind. We're going to corrupt him for sure.
Yeah, Steve Kerr, David West, the ex-player, sent the tweet to Steve Kerr, and he tagged Shaq and said, I'm just going to pretend that David West didn't send me this morning, which was the clip of him saying what he would do if it ever happened. And then everybody's like, oh, Shaq's going to blow up. And Shaq just basically said, you know, you better make sure it's Kraft cheese.
That's so disgusting. Cowboy Trav, when we were talking about the divorce, Cowboy Trav said, I came home from Iraq in 2005. My ex-wife and current wife both show up to welcome me home.
Ooh, boy.
It did not end well. Yeah, at that point, you're just like, you know what? I'll just go do another tour. I don't want to have to deal with this. No, thank you. And then Lord Byron said, one of the best stories of all time, best way to leave a marriage. Barry, you're the best. Nick, good job today. Charlie probably think the same. And Joel, stay fly. That was from Lord Byron.
Thank you, Lord Byron.
Thank you all for the love today. Good job today on the text line. You guys haven't been awful, and I appreciate that.
I knew after you said peanut butter burger too, someone was going to go there, and I was going to tell them not to. But it's just, we have, like I always say, the percentages are in our favor, but that small random percentage.
But this one, see, no. Okay. Bananas and American cheese and peanut butter, that place is just, no. That's awful. Not doing that. That's terrible.
Yeah, I just. Mm-mm. There's a lot. Like my mom used to eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches. I just not even that.
But I don't mind peanut butter and I don't mind bananas. And I like on one of the diets I did, one of the breakfasts was you would take a tortilla, like a wheat tortilla,
right,
and spread like a tablespoon of peanut butter in it, cut up a banana, roll it up, and that was your breakfast. It was actually really good. But with a hamburger, I don't want no hamburger meat in the middle of that.
I would agree with that.
And bacon.
I mean, don't knock it till you try it, but no.
Ugh, no. Somebody said you look like Jeff Fisher.
I got two of those.
Pick.
I got two of them.
The mustache has a very Jeff Fisher vibe in your old man pick.
Yeah. I just saw Aaron Powell tweet about it, but there was someone earlier that tweeted about it as well.
Yeah. Still not digging the picks, but I'm rolling with it.
I got to put the bangs on.
I did show you my buddy and in the break, Jimmy Vetus, who works for the Rockets.
Yeah, you did look like him.
And if you put a hat on Jimmy Vetus, I'm Jimmy Vetus.
I'm going to do the bangs as well. So I got Nicholas. I got Nick with his bangs. I'm going to put bangs on you.
I'll behave. Because you look like Austin Powers. You need to put yours out there.
Yeah, for sure. Mine's already out there on the gram.
Nicky and the Chipmunks. When you did the young look with the bangs.
Yeah, yours didn't. You're not going to like yourself with bangs, Nick.
You didn't see it?
Oh,
no, not yet.
Oh, boy.
It's top shelf.
I'm sure I'll find it on the internet somewhere.
I got to get a picture of you without your hat, though.
Negative.
I mean, look, you can either do that or roll with the one I have.
Tweet it out.
You know what I'm going to do? You're going to be an old man with bangs, and that's really going to be weird if you don't let me take a picture.
I don't think I can get much worse than what I got, to be honest with you.
Like right now, just without a filter? I would agree. Hey, guys, I want to tell you about GetUpside right now. Y'all, GetUpside is an outstanding app that you can put on your phone and get cash back for the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and like food. There's so many. Here's the cool thing about GetUpside. Now, first of all, before we go any further, go ahead and put in my promo code when you download it, B-A-R-R-Y. It's my name, Barry. And that's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. But there's so many different ways to get cash from GetUpside. Like, you can do it when you go to the pump and fill up your car. And if you got a company car, hey, you do that. You do your cars at the house. You're getting a good amount of cash back every single week. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon every time. Not just like once a week, but every time you can hit that mark. And you just got to find the gas stations that offer it. But also, you can do it when you get food. And you can get up to 35% cash back at all, you know, any of the hundreds of restaurants around town that are in the GetUpside app. But you can also refer your friends. And just like I'm telling you to put in my promo code, GetUpside will give you your own promo code. But the difference is, when y'all use my promo code, I'm not getting an extra bump in my account. You will, though. When you tell your friends to use the GetUpside promo code that you give them, you're going to get a bump in your account. And that's how we have listeners that are getting $300 in their account. But you don't have to do it, but you still should download GetUpside. It was on ABC 13. It was featured on there, and a lot of folks at the station, a lot of my friends and family are using it. You're going to like it. Go check it out. It's called GetUpside. Make sure you put it on your phone and put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later. And guys, don't go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds right here on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be in the big city and listening to the number one sports station in Houston, Texas. If you ever have issues in listening to the show, the best thing that we can tell you is go ESPN975.com. You can download the app there. It'll take you all through the process, and therefore you can take us anywhere, everywhere, run us through the Bluetooth on your car, and everywhere else you go. Lots of people across the country do it on the daily. And then while you're there, if you missed any of today's show, just go to the Usual Suspects tab at the top of the page. Catch up on the hours that you missed. I said catch up because it's beautiful. It's a great thing. See what
okay.
I did there?
I just tweeted out. At Barry is funny on Twitter. I just tweeted out the picture of the three of us with hair. And the app adds bangs to your pictures. Now, I look like Emo Phillips. A lot. Nick looks like he's in a boy band. Does he not? Nick looks like he's part of the Wax Street Boys. Bro, what? I told you to let me.
He really does.
You look like a Wax Street Boy, for real. Like, you're tearing up my heart. Like,
Wax Street's back. All right.
And Joel looks like he was like, I don't know. You look like a guy that's in like his ninth year of college, but he still only has a year and a half of credits.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
Like he plays intramural sports, but he tells everybody he's just on the team.
he looks like a guy that said he served, but he never did. That's what he looks like.
All very valid. All very valid.
I look like I've never been with a woman. And or that I used to be a woman.
You look like that is the fakest looking real hair you can have. Like, is that a tube? No, it's my hair.
I look like I used the can of spray on hair.
Yeah.
To get bangs. It was like, I'm going to be so pretty. And then I just sprayed this hair on my head and ran a comb through it and left. And did you notice in the back that I've got wings? I've got feathers going out the back.
I couldn't see them.
Oh, my God. That's outstanding. So at Barry's Funny on Twitter, if you want to see the pictures of us with hair.
Still got the widow's peak, though.
I do. Did it come through? Damn it.
A little bit, yeah. Sorry.
Man. When'd you have to run it?
It's my job.
Trey said you got the whole K-pop thing going for you, Nick.
Trey, of all people, said that about...
Oh, my God. Could you imagine Trey's face on the old man app?
Oh, man.
Oh, I gotta see that. Trey, you gotta get FaceApp and send me a picture of you as an old man. I wanna see it.
Yeah, that would be interesting to say the least, even Trey as a kid. Because he's got the baby face anyway, it's just the beard.
That's true.
That scares people away. All right.
Oh no.
What now?
Dez, ATX Hobo Girl said I look like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. And I do.
It's a good call. That's a great call.
I look exactly like him.
Yes, that's actually a really good call.
Dez, you nailed it. That is outstanding. I do look like Dumb and Dumber. I mean, that should be the name of this show, Dumb and Dumber.
Well, that's not nice.
Okay.
Well, then where do I come into the picture if that's you and Nick?
Okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah, well, touche. Okay, so Astros tonight at the Angels again. And I'm going to get off my high horse of being overly concerned about starting pitching and everything else with the Astros, but they should be capitalizing on this without Mike Trout in that lineup.
Yeah, they should. I don't like this experiment with them doing the whole opener thing, but they really don't have a choice.
But I said to you yesterday, if James got through unscathed in the first inning, let him keep going. What do you got to lose?
That's true. I wouldn't have minded a couple of innings, but still, right. I mean, yeah. It's a good point. I'll be honest. I'm probably not even going to watch it. It starts at 9, right?
Yeah. I hate these West Coast games. I made it through about 5 innings last night, and I just hit record. I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. See, I probably won't even watch it. I'll be honest with you.
Once Fromber coughed up the lead, I was like, this could be a long road home.
Yeah. So the Houston Improv. I start the workshop tonight. And it's from 7 to 8.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, it's open to anybody. If you're wanting to be a comic or you're just starting out, you can come to the Houston Improv tonight from 7 to 8 and take part in the workshop. Just don't make it weird. And but then after, I'll probably do the open mic, go home, I got to pack. I got to learn how to use this thing. So it's going to be weird.
You know, it's not weird. We're going to give you a chance to win again before the show gets over. The International Champions Cup is coming to NRG Stadium this Saturday, July the 20th. It's FC Bayern and Real Madrid, and they're playing head-to-head in our own backyard. It's soccer at its finest. It's summer's ultimate soccer party, and you don't want to miss it. You won't if you are caller 11 right now, 713-780-3776. Caller 11. You win a 4-pack of tickets to see this big soccer game. It's FC Bayern and Real Madrid. It is a top-notch soccer event. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com if you don't win them. But again, caller 11 right now. Good luck. You got to get a good chance to win. But if you win them, you got to pick up the tickets by Friday at 5 p.m. No exceptions. So
you see where Barkley was a little critical of Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons?
And Zion Williams.
And Zion Williams. But he came out and he said it's specifically about Simmons and Embiid because of the Sixers connection and him.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it's going to come down to Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid at some point. Those two young players who are both terrific. I want to repeat that. But Joel Embiid has got to get his fat butt in shape. And Ben Simmons has got to work on his game. He said, when I got to Philly in 84, the most important person in my life, basketball-wise, said to me, you fat and you lazy. And I said, what do you mean? It was Moses Malone who said, you fat and you lazy. He made me lose 50 pounds. and the rest is history. I wonder in Philly who has the courage and the chutzpah to tell Joel Embiid, yo, man, you got to get in shape. And then I wonder if they have that person on the team or the other person who has to tell Ben Simmons, yo, man, you just got $170 million. Please go work on your jump shot.
Yeah,
he speaks the truth.
He does. And he even went on to say with Zion Williamson, because everybody was critical of his weight, and with Coach K saying he never should have played in summer league because he was on such a world tour of appearances and things that he wasn't in the shape to play. And he said, look, man, I'm not saying like he had to do like me and lose 50 pounds like when Moses was the guy that, you know, that you mentioned that said that to him. But he said, look, you got to find a weight you're comfortable with and then stay at it and make sure you maintain it. And that's great advice because the comparisons were made even last year during the season. Hey, Zion's built like a taller Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
So I commend Charles. I will say this, though. If you saw it, I was about to text him and go, where are you? The air conditioning unit was in the wall. And it had like a big metal like box, like a fuse box underneath it. And the big, there's this TV on the right. I'm going, are you still at some hotel somewhere? Please tell me this because I know that's not your house. He was like in a bad hotel room somewhere. I'm like, they put him up in better spots than that.
Yeah, yeah. Where was he?
I don't know because they didn't ask him. And normally you would think somebody would go, Charles, seriously, where are you right now? Because, you know, he was in Tahoe for the tournament this weekend.
Yeah.
And I think all those hotels are not completely upgraded and up to snuff with modern technology. Tahoe, aside from that tournament week, is a very kind of a backwoodsy type feel in the casinos and everything.
Oh, really?
It's not the kind of... what Nick's heading fancy, towards. It's not the schmancy. Vegas type atmosphere.
Okay.
It's more of a real laid back gambling experience.
Okay.
And so I don't think the rooms are like, have been modernized all that well. And so maybe he stayed in Tahoe for an extra day or two. I don't know.
It could be. A little cabin action or something.
Can't blame them with the scenery. And if they were still playing golf there, that course, Edgewood Tahoe, is fantastic.
Tahoe itself is beautiful.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it is. It's laid back. It's not expensive like Vegas. It's a good time.
Nora and I drove through on the way. My mom used to live in Reno for a short while. We flew in to visit her, and then we drove to San Francisco.
Great drive.
Yep. Drove through. I tell you what, though. We had to drive through the mountains, and a blizzard came.
I was going to say, if it's cold, you're in trouble.
And I had to drive, and I don't drive in snow. I'm in a little raggedy-ass rental car, and I thought we were going to die. Because going over a mountain in a blizzard, not
that's
fun.
The worst feeling in the world, because you don't know if you have any control over stopping or turning.
18-wheelers passed me. I'm going like 20, and yeah. I thought we were going to get just rolled off the road. It was insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tahoe. I envy Tracy and her man with the house out there. It's great.
Yeah, even with all the filters she uses on social media, she's so a very lucky woman to be living there at least part-time. It's fantastic. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. We're not going anywhere, so neither should you, because matter of fact, we're taking it till 4, and then you've got the Blitz till 7, so it's the perfect afternoon set up on a tee for you. All you got to do is just grip it and rip it right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Final segment of the show before we turn it over to the Blitz.
Why are you laughing?
Because...
me and my water.
You got a, well, it's not really water, it's Kool-Aid.
Nope, it's,
you got your little squirt flavor thing.
Crystal Light.
Yeah,
black, you're only cherry,
supposed,
lime.
I believe you're only supposed to do like one little squirt. You did two, like squeeze an udder, milk a cow thing. It was like you got enough Kool-Aid in there to last. You might even be a Rockets fan. It's red.
It says flip open, give a quick squeeze or more into water.
You got the or more part,
one
right?
One squeeze for each 8 fluid ounces. This is 16 ounces. This is 20 fluid ounces. One
get
squeeze.
Another squeeze. Get a squeeze.
One squeeze
get
for one each 8. So
you're getting shortchanged. Get you another one. Jeez.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. It's Vegas related since you're going to Vegas.
I'm not.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
But what do you, if I set the over under at a segment and a half for tomorrow's show at this time, How long into it do you think before AJ says either A, they're bringing our ratings up, or B, we'll be bringing their ratings
25
down?
25 seconds, bro.
Yeah. You think less than a minute in?
I really believe that.
I was going to say a segment and a half, and then I would take the under. So you're going to obviously take
I'm
going to
take the under.
Okay. Joel?
I'm taking the under as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
25 seconds?
Yeah, 25 seconds.
And now, the blitz is God. Are we helping these guys today?
Do you think, is it fair that we would, that they do What Up H-Town and you do and the blitz is on?
No, they got a little sensitive last time we did that. And I think part of it was because you did the gem of the day too. But no. I think we'll just keep our
show.
No,
the gem of the day was that was kind of someone was a little upset about that. But when you did the
Blitz
intro,
open,
you guys they thought it was funny.
Yeah, they thought it was funny. Okay. They weren't upset about that. Right. It was because I replaced
I just
gem
hope
of the
that
day
the
with
Fun
Woo
Police
the
refers to his show as the Big Show
tomorrow from
day tomorrow.
It's gonna happen. And then at 2:30, he's definitely gonna say he's gonna mess up the halfway point intro.
Drop kick it in the next week is what he's gonna do. Yeah,
it's inevitable. Nothing we can do about it.
I'm sorry, I'm missing tomorrow. What's the theme for Way Back Wednesday?
It's missing.
God, I got to think MIA. About that. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I'll still submit a list if you tell me what it is. Just
kidding. Sports calendar.
What? Search. Is that what you're going to do?
I mean, I have none. What else is going on
tomorrow?
Is this
how your lame ass comes up with topics?
Sometimes.
You go to a sports calendar?
I've gone to the ESPN sports calendar.
On this day in 1970.
Yeah. No, that's it. 2003. After he finds out what
see,
it was.
See, I was trying to be a little more creative for you, and then you're pooping all over me, and that's why that's what you're going to get
up.
A simple day.
The World Croquet Finals happened on this day in Glasgow, Scotland. Nick goes, yep, we're doing 2003.
What about breakup songs since we're going to be breaking up the show for a week?
I don't think that fits.
Why?
I think that's a dumb
too
idea.
We'll do ex-wife songs.
Well, you could do that. You do songs
the funniest
about
story. Whoever, if y'all missed that story, I need to check out the podcast. Like for real, 3 o'clock, last hour, podcastarena.com or ESPN 97.5. Barry ran into his ex-wife, and it's absolutely hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious.
What about songs about like Vegas and gambling?
I was gonna do that, but considering you guys are not going,
God, you're gonna have your boy front and center on your list.
Who?
Kenny Rogers.
Oh,
you love you some Kenny Rogers.
Well, I'm not
you
doing
put
list,
the gambler
the
on it.
I'm not
oh, you're not?
No. Who's producing tomorrow?
I think Aaron is.
Oh, tomorrow?
Isn't
I
it?
Am. Are y'all doing the show? He's doing it solo? Or are you producing and hosting?
You and I are doing our show 4 to 7
oh,
tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Night.
That's right. My bad. Aaron is. Yeah, Aaron.
What the hell is going on
I had
on
a brain
here?
Fart. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
So Aaron can do Way Back Wednesday. I'm sure he'll enjoy that.
Yeah, he's kind of a music aficionado, I feel like.
See, here's what I think should happen. I think Fred and AJ should have to do our show, which means they do Way Back Wednesday, and you guys do What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Well, he wouldn't let me play the Blitz intro during their slot so y'all could do, you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like they're gonna play the Blitz intro during from 1 to 4. We're gonna play the Usual Suspects from 4 to 7.
But all you have to do is just play Down with the Sickness to start the show. It's not the just have Joel be like, here we go, and then you just play the song, and then it's they nothing they can do about that. I mean, don't play the whole Fred and AJ part, but. Just play the song.
You're like a listener right now.
Why?
Because you're being executive producer.
No, I'm just trying to make it complicated and messy.
Yeah, we don't
that's
need
all
that.
I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to. I'm just being messy. That's all.
So I think we should do stupid stuff so I can isolate all the dumb things you guys say. I like that idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Too bad that's on Friday, dumbass.
Well, we'll make it a Wednesday.
There would be your first one for stupid stuff is you wanted to do it on a Wednesday.
But not surprising, depending on how the night went the night before, if you weren't doing Palillo's show and had to focus and concentrate.
So much fun.
So, did you see that J.R. Smith was cut loose by the Cavs?
He was.
Yeah. And because they didn't want to pay him anymore. So, he's out there. The Lakers were very quick to say, we're not interested. Although LeBron said the whole game one snafu against the Warriors doesn't change his feelings about J.R. Smith. Where does he end up? I mean, who wants that guy other than LeBron and a LeBron team? I can't see, as daring as Daryl can be, there's no way he takes a shot at J.R. Smith.
It's going to be for the vet minimum, right?
Because he's going to get paid. He got basically bought out by the Cavs.
Right.
So it's like, you don't have to pay a lot, but would you risk it and put him on your squad? He's volatile. He's throwing hot soup at Damon Jones after practice. He's known to more than speak his mind.
Well, it depends, too, because I just pulled up salary cap space, and literally one team has space right now.
But, yeah, you know, you don't need to pay him his salary. You just sign up for the veterans minimum.
Okay, and that doesn't count against the cap?
It does, it but does, they only have to pay a portion of his last year's salary, and that's the vet minimum. So you don't have to really worry about how, money spending wise. That's not the issue. It's all about his personality when it comes to this
guy. I mean, if you're thinking, because I mean, one of the spots that a couple spots popped into my head, but maybe in Brooklyn, where they could use some help until KD gets back, or you know, but none. Listen, there's literally one team with cap space right now. The Bulls are second on this list. They're a million over.
Because he could mess up a bunch of young kids on that team.
Yeah, but they're a million over already.
I'll tell you where he could go.
The Pacers are an option. I mean, you got to look at teams that might be contenders,
Philly
right?
Philly lost a shooter in J.J. Redick.
Mm-hmm.
Philly could use him. It's just, yeah, I'd worry about the locker room side of things.
Okay. Philly is 14 mil over the cap right now.
So one more mil or you know, a veteran's minimum, a couple mil ain't going to kill him for a year. That's why they're willing to do it.
Okay.
So, and they can also cut salary between now and after the trade deadline to get back as close as they can to under, depending on how they're doing. But the other funny thing was he went on Instagram to basically say that he was a free agent, that he was, you know, no longer in a Cavs uniform. And you had ex-players that were going, hey, you're free, go get them. Some chick, I'll say, decided to tell him, don't go chasing LeBron James anymore. And evidently he did a quick scan of her Instagram, which was a head and shoulders pick that looked like she may be a tad bit hefty.
Okay.
And he didn't respond to anybody else, but he did say to her, okay, I'm supposed to quit chasing LeBron James. You quit chasing that ice cream truck. It's like, boom. It's like that. Really got her.
That's
like,
cold-blooded.
Ouch.
Did she respond?
That's going to sting. No, as far as I saw
this
morning. Yeah,
that's probably at the point where you go, well, he clapped back. I'm going to be quiet now.
Yeah, and even if he's got people, whether he does or not, someone had to tell him, JR, not a good idea.
No.
Just let that alone.
Well, I did a quick Googles, and here's who Andy Bailey of Bleacher Report thinks that JR Smith should go to. They mentioned the Lakers. They mentioned the Sixers. He mentions the Bucks.
Well, and they lost Brogdon, but again, that's a good locker room. I don't know if you want to do that.
This was a name I was going to mention, but I wasn't sure if it made sense, but Miami.
Okay.
And then the last team?
The Rockets.
Houston Rockets.
Yeah. I knew that they would at least be rumored. I just don't think it's a very smart idea if you're Daryl. You already have enough to deal with trying to get this balancing act between Westbrook and Harden figured out. You don't need another distraction like that.
Totally with you. I'd be all right if Smith doesn't come to Houston.
Exactly. All right, well, that'll about do it for us today. Tomorrow is a Way Back Wednesday, but another quick reminder, we're flip-flopping slots with the Blitz tomorrow so that AJ can catch a flight. So it'll be the Blitz from 1 to 4. Nick and I will do 4 to 7. Barry will do the road to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then we'll reconvene on Thursday. So y'all have a great night. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. We will talk to you again tomorrow, 4 to 7, right here on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.